Okay, so we've looked at the normal liver, we've looked at the way in which glycogen is stored within the hepatocytes. Now these last couple of slides here, these last three slides, are specialist stains that allow us to identify structures within the liver itself which wouldn't be normally apparent using an H&E stain or any of our connective tissue stain. Now the very first one here that says, ask you to be quiet while I'm talking. The first one here which says liver carbon injected, in this case liver has been injected into the vascular system. It travels around in the blood vessels and will accumulate within the liver, obviously highly vascularized. And the cells which will scavenge this carbon that's spreading through the liver are the macrophages of the liver. And what are the macrophages of the liver? Kupffer cells. So each one of these darkly staining cells here is chock-a-block full of carbon, and that's why it's black. So these are our Kupffer cells. And notice that each one of the Kupffer cells lives within the sinusoidal spaces. So the Kupffer cells can be found in the sinusoids of the liver. And Kupffer cells, because they're macrophages, what is their origin? Where do they come from? Where do macrophages come from?
Blood.
That's a very good answer. Blood. Thank you. They do come from blood. Now we can be a bit more specific. What cell in the blood is going to form a macrophage? I heard the right answer here. Oh, so close, but not right. Monocyte. Thank you very much. So the monocytes will differentiate to form macrophage cells. And in different tissues, we've got different types of macrophage cells. And in the liver, we've got Kupffer cells, which are the macrophages of the liver. So as you move around, you'll be able to identify Kupffer cells, darkly stained, full of carbon, in this carbon-injected liver. So that's the first specialist stain. The next one down here is a PTAH stain. Now this PTAH stain is really good for picking up the bile canaliculi. And a single bile canaliculi is a canaliculus. So at a low magnification we can see the connective tissue stained in red here. Once again, the connective tissue associated with the triads appears red. This is an artifact, this pale region on the edge of the slide. This is an artifact through here too, where it's got a score mark. But as we go in, we have to go to the very highest magnification to see these canaliculi. And they're everywhere here. And the structure which we can see is this dark blue line. Now, it'll appear either as a single line or, in this case here, a pair of lines side by side, depending upon how it's been cut. In essence, what's staining is the edge of the bile ductule, or the very smallest bile ductules, associated with the hepatocytes. So this is the canaliculus, or the canaliculi, all of these together. So surrounding each one of the hepatocytes are these drainage ducts, the very first ones of our bile ducts. And as I move this around, we'll see the regions where it comes together here. And in some places, it may look like it's the plasma membrane of the hepatocyte, but this is because the canaliculi surround the hepatocytes. So you get this dark blue staining all the way around sometimes the individual hepatocytes. And this staining with this PTAH stain is picking up the canaliculi. So here we can see the paired walls of the canaliculi. Unfortunately, they're very fine, and even at 40 times magnification, you've got to wander around a little bit to find the paired tram track structure, and generally it'll appear as a single solid blue line, depending upon how it's cut. So this is the cavity into which the hepatocytes are secreting bile. It runs through the canaliculi into the small ductules. And these ductules will be gathered in the triad region or the portal region. And these larger ducts, which will have a cuboidal to columnar epithelium, will empty into bigger ducts until we leave by the major duct from the liver. versi, duct. So these are the canaliculi in this particular stain. So we've seen the Kupffer cells, you've seen the canaliculi, and the last type of stain, this one down here, which is a silver stain. And the silver stain is really good, or has an affinity for picking up a special type of collagen that's found in elastic fibres. In this case, we see the reticular fibres that are located within the liver. Reticular fibres are made up of collagen, a special type of collagen. And so we're going to see the connective tissue structure within the lobules themselves in this last stain. So if we open this up, go to a high magnification, zoom all the way in. This black stain, it appears like a black spider web spread out throughout the liver. These are the reticular fibres, and these give structure to the liver. So it holds the columns of hepatocytes together and maintains the sinusoidal spaces. So this reticular meshwork lines the inside of each one of the sinusoids. So let me show you here. This is a sinusoidal space. We can see the red blood cells in it. Just here. So this is packed full of red blood cells in this region. Go away. This region here is all the blood cells. Then surrounding the sinusoid are our reticular fibres, and they form this spider web or meshwork, forming the structure or the stroma, so the support structure of the liver. So these are the reticular fibres, and everywhere we look, we'll be identifying, therefore, the sinusoidal cavities that are lined with these reticular fibres. So as you move around, you can see the fine structure of the liver with the sinusoidal cavity, and then beside it will be a column of hepatocytes. Now, in this stain, the hepatocytes are not clearly identified. It's really a specialist stain to look at these reticular fibres. That's the last of the slides to look at the normal histology of the liver. I'll give you a chance to ask some questions of the tutors on these specialist stains, and then the second part of the lab will be based upon the pathology of the liver.